Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They started coming in about a half hour ago when we mentioned this.
Oh, okay. So there's some good ones here?
Black Sabbath. I was so drunk, Ozzy's monologues made perfect sense.
That's good. Body Count, Slept in My Driveway. I've never heard of Body Count.
I haven't either.
Is that a band, I assume?
I would assume so, too. Yeah.
Snoop Concert, Cop Stole My Weed.
Oh, Jack.
See? These are good texts. Yeah. Pat Green, College Station, I think.
Pink Floyd, Rice Stadium.
I was there.
A lot of liquor.
I was there.
Were you?
I was at
when
the Pink
was
Floyd.
It?
It's probably about 20 years ago, maybe.
Okay. Was it packed?
It was.
Yeah.
And it was raining.
Oh, and there's no retractable roof on Rice Stadium.
No,
actually, a Pink Floyd show would be my entry in this segment.
Oh, okay. Do tell.
Come on, Rich.
I left the show early. I was so out of it. I left by myself.
yada, yada, yada.
I woke up on the last stop on the subway.
Oh, okay. That's good.
No, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
You do some crazy things, Rich. Hitchhike. I mean, the fact you used to hitchhike. I mean, what's wrong with
you? Hitchhiking was more conventional back
in
the day, though.
It was never safe to go hitchhiking.
Well, it was never safe, but it was much more prevalent.
Like your parents to this day. Did your mom ever know that?
I always dressed well.
Okay, well, that's good.
My mom, yeah, it was a big mistake to call my mom and wish her a happy Easter from the backseat of a car in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay, yes.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's a big mistake. Where are you?
What? Tom Petty, Goodbye, No Memory Whatsoever. Got 14 stitches and a concussion. Doesn't say what band,
man.
But that's... yeah, we have some mosh pit texts in here. For example, threw up in the crowd after moshing.
Ugh. You ever do the mosh pit?
No, I haven't.
No.
I feel like that became... You know what I feel like that became a thing? Was at the second Woodstock. Remember there was a Woodstock like in the early 90s?
Yeah, the second one was when the Chili Peppers got naked.
And it poured rain.
Yes.
I blame it on the Chili Peppers.
I drove up to it and turned around and came home. It was just such a pain in the ass to park and it was raining. I'm like, you know what? I have a feeling I'm not going to have a good time. So I turned around and went home.
First date, so drunk, wheeled out in wheel car.
There
not me, the girl.
Oh.
Oh, man. It's, honestly, wow. nothing worse than having to take care of a drunk partner.
No.
Like,
now, this
the
does
worst.
Not sound like fun. You guys have heard of the band Muse?
Yeah.
Muse in kilt, green afro, mushrooms.
Yeah, that'll do
it. Oh, boy.
That'll get her done.
Oh, boy. Olivia Newton-John and five strawberry daiquiris.
Just going to read that one.
Olivia Newton-John.
Dude, love Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, she's the one that I love.
Yeah.
Well.
Ooh, honey.
Honey.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden, I Saw Two Eddies. Did you already read that one?
Uh-uh.
No. Okay.
No. Soundgarden, Got Me Drunk, Lost in London. I would be so stressed out if I were lost in a foreign country.
Oh,
that's
man.
Why... We don't leave the country
That's why
ever,
Ted Johnson
Sean.
And I have a vacation policy.
I'm totally fine right
that
here,
text
man.
Sent from one of the Ball family members?
Yeah, right.
There we go. Where do you go, man? Body Count is Ice-T's heavy metal band from the early 90s.
Is that? Okay. It's Ice-T's. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Ice-T, who many now may know as one of the detectives on Law & Order.
Right.
He's probably more famous for that than his rap career.
Tutuolo.
Yeah.
Metallica, Night Before Concert, Mosh Pit, Chipped Tooth. Did we say the Chipped Tooth one?
No, huh?
Yeah.
We have not.
Tooth,
we have not. REO Speedwagon ended in a threesome.
Great band.
Yeah.
Great
see,
band.
Rich doesn't like
great
them.
Great band.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
Rich.
Before you and I started doing the
you
show
probably
together.
You think Journey sucks, too. Oh, you do. Oh.
Ted, before we started doing the show, the three of us, the very first rodeo that I was ever a part of the station, I was going to see REO Speedwagon.
That's
and
awesome.
I don't think that got me on Rich's good side early in our radio partnership.
I don't judge.
You're just not to our face.
You're entitled
you
to go
don't.
See crappy music.
Yeah. Yeah.
Behind our backs you are.
No. Yeah. Went down the hall. This new Jamoke you hired. Thanks for putting me with Speedwagon guy, Ryan.
Oh, look at this.
Never got drunk at a concert. Well, then why are you texting us?
Right. You're not fitting the mold. Let's see. Almost ruined two friendships at Robert Earl Keen.
Yeah, saw that.
That might be from Richard Justice. He's a big Robert Earl Keen fan.
Got laid in the crowd at a Kid Rock show. Don't believe it. BS.
And that's not really what we're looking for. We're looking for your completely out of it stories.
I don't know. If someone got laid, I want to hear about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't believe you. Yeah. I mean, how do you get that done? Very carefully.
Very carefully, yeah. With lots of loose, baggy clothing.
Kevin Fowler, two girls, good night. Man.
A lot of threesomes on the text
line. Just going. Rock star going home.
Buffett got lost on lawn, danced. I am a very white man.
Rio sucks. Lame ass band. That's bullcrap.
Yeah,
man.
No,
that's bullcrap.
Yeah, get off of REO Speedwagon, man.
Commercial crap.
Yeah.
Springsteen, 10 minutes, 1.5 bottles. Osti. Is that Osti
Spumante?
Oh, man. That's
the worst stuff to get drunk on.
And volume champagne.
Oh, 1.5 bottles.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
this is bad.
Just flip it over to the Boone wine and get it done.
I saw Metallica, Guns N' Roses, and the Astrodome was sitting by the Jumbotron, but I was much higher than that. Wink, wink.
That's way more than 6 words.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
nice.
Like 26 words.
But the effort was there.
Not me, but friend hurled phone on stage in excitement, did not get it back. I had a buddy at
Nor should you if you're throwing phones at people.
I had a buddy at an Atlanta Rhythm Section concert throw a cooler on the stage.
An entire cooler?
It was one of those, like round ones that you just pour the liquid into.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, with the little handle on it.
Yeah, sure.
Lead singer took a sip.
That's bold.
We had a lot of vodka and lemonade in that thing.
That's bold.
That is bold.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't do it in these days.
I don't know that I would do it in 2017.
No,
man.
I wouldn't. No. So drunk, passed out during Eddie Van Halen solo.
That's drunk.
I miss Eddie Van Halen.
That is drunk.
Playing the guitar.
Shiner Bachfest, early 2000s. This is more than 6 words, but it says Rice Krispie Treats in it, so I'm going to read it. It's making me hungry. Ate way too strong edible Rice Krispie Treats before a Wiz Khalifa concert in the Woodlands. Don't remember the concert. Sat in 2.5 hours of traffic on 45, stoned out of my mind on the way home.
I'm getting killed for liking REO Speedwagon.
I like them too. Jeez, full disclosure.
Get off me, man.
Full disclosure. Yeah. I'm a big REO Speedwagon
dude,
fan.
And Journey too, Shawnee.
Yeah.
Say it loud and say it proud,
yeah,
man.
Absolutely.
I'll say it loud. They both blow.
Oh, man, whatever. That's jacked up. Wasted. lifted my own wife's shirt. Top. There you go. Had a boy. Live a little, man. Why not?
Ezekiel Elliott going on there, huh?
There we go.
On my iPhone.
I'm going to puke.
If that doesn't get your juices flowing right there. Oh, man.
Turned
no
off my
way.
Microphone.
Good job. Turn it off.
This is just,
I think it's an FCC violation.
Is it? Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, they probably don't play it. Let's see. Willie Nelson, the dead Toby Keith. That's all I remember. I like to see Willie in concert. Does he? I bet you he talks a lot during his songs.
He does. And I think you subconsciously remember me telling you that.
I do.
Yeah, because I've mentioned it a few times on the show. That's all he does is talk his songs
now. Oh, thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
You probably did.
Yeah.
I believe Willie Nelson is playing Smart Financial Center tonight.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, wow.
Peyton Manning.
Going to see Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'll go see Peyton, man. Yeah. I have to see Willie next time, man.
Maybe he'll tell the story about that joint he lit up on the roof of the White House.
Hey, Ted, there will be a next time for Peyton Manning. There may not be
for
Willie.
Willie. You're right. You're right. Peyton, I'm out.
All right. We got to take it down here. 6 words, too. Thank you. You guys did a great job. An outstanding job.
Truly.
I don't like the Journey hate or the REO Speedwagon hate coming in on the text
either.
Line.
Right?
Keep it coming.
You want to hit some more of this Jerry Jones, Rich?
Close-minded people.
Yeah. Journey, REO Speedwagon. Let's see what else.
You want to hit some more
Sticks.
Jerry?
Sticks. Come on.
Sticks is great.
You don't like Sticks?
You
probably don't like Kansas either.
Come
man.
Sail Away.
Come Sail
Babe,
Away.
Babe, I love
come
you.
Come Sail Away
yeah.
with
We know
me.
What we're rejoining with. All right.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.